Welcome to Leadership Notebook and the Introductory Podcast. I'm Andrea Haran, your host and chief note taker. This podcast is for business owners and leaders who are looking to increase engagement and accountability in their team and people. As you know, leadership has many aspects to it, and by focusing on engagement and accountability, you'll create a team that is moving, creating, and working in the same direction as you. Besides the positive impact it will have on your business, think about what this would mean to you personally and professionally. Imagine days where your people are either in step with you or ahead of you. So, you know, to make sure that we're in step with each other, let's talk about engagement. This is a word that's been used a lot in the past couple of years, and I have found people have different understanding of what it means. So for the purpose of this podcast, we'll use like a dictionary definition, which is the emotional commitment the employee has to the organization and its goals. I really want to point out the words emotional commitment. After all, people may be committed to come in to work every day, sit at their desk, answer their phone, and do their job. But we also know all those superheroes, superstars, that have a passion for the company and what they are working on, and that each day they're working to the best of their abilities. Now imagine a team full of dedicated people like that, of superstars. The personal and professional benefits to you are obvious. The business benefits will take many forms. You'll have lower turnover, higher customer satisfaction, less accidents, and higher profits. Now, before you think I'm exaggerating, all of these have been researched and reported in various business magazines, whether it be Forbes, Fortune, the Harvard Business Review, and so on. Gallup did a huge study on this all by itself and even developed a way to determine if you have an engaged workforce or not. Now, I also had mentioned accountability, and that comes hand in hand with engagement. Sometimes I'll be addressing it as a separate subject from engagement, and other times it will be as together as one. So just to let you know what you can expect from this podcast is that we're going to focus on one aspect of leadership with practical tips that you can implement in that week. And I do this because I have found that when you focus on one thing at a time and you get a chance to practice it, it will have a longer lasting benefit to you, and it'll easier for you to keep doing it and create a habit. It becomes part of who you are. Because too many times we'll get a lot of things at once, the top five things that you need to do as a leader. And what happens is that you try to focus on all five of those and you don't get anywhere, because then you don't end up doing anything because you're just overwhelmed by everything that needs to be done. So right now, I'm going to guess that you're probably wondering, well, who is this person and why should she be talking about leadership? So to let you know who I am again, my name is Andrea, and leadership is a passion that has developed in me from the beginning of my career over 25 years ago. One thing about working with people is that I have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly from managers and from employees. And overcoming the bad and the ugly was a challenge I would take on and try to solve. And learning from the good and the great has made a lasting impression on me. A little bit about me. First, the general stuff. As I said, I have over 25 years of professional experience. Early in my career, I was fortunate enough to work outside of the USA in three different countries, in Argentina, Mexico, and South Africa. If we ever get a chance to meet in person, please ask me about it. I enjoy sharing my adventures and experience. I was raised here, what I call home in the Chicagoland area, and this is where I live with my husband and my two boys. Specifically, my career has always been about people since the day I walked off the Augustana College campus. And I've never been told I'm a typical HR person, and honestly, it's a source of pride. So after working my way up through the corporate world, I ventured out onto my own and became an entrepreneur. And as any entrepreneur will tell you, it has not been an easy road, but I have enjoyed every minute of it. So enough about me. So in future episodes, I'm going to be covering topics such as values, how to work with anyone, trust, expectations, feedback, and so much more. It really is a big list. Oh, one more thing I want to tell you about me is that I love feedback. So I want you to send me your thoughts, ideas, topics, feedback on the discussion that I had that day. And please send it to me personally on my email at focused, F-O-C-U-S-E-D, on leadership, all one word, at gmail.com. And I do hope that you'll subscribe or join me every week. Until then, I want to leave you with a quote from Peter Drucker, which is this: management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. Thank you.